All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors and a big world event coming up in the Piedmont of North Carolina. Over west of Shelby, many of you have noticed the amount of construction going on over there, and it's in preparation for the World Equestrian Games, and that's the Tryon Equestrian Center. And we've got Sharon Decker on with that company, the Chief Operating Officer. Sharon, tell us about the World Equestrian Games.
Well, the World Equestrian Games are coming to North Carolina. The games start September the 11th and run through September 23. It's the Olympics of equestrian sport, and it's just a short drive from Charlotte.
Well, and I think people don't realize how big this is. How many, for example, horses are going to be at the games?
Well, we'll have over 700 horses. We're anticipating 71 countries will be represented during the games. Eight different disciplines, three of the Olympic sports will be there. These are the finest athletes in the world and the highest level of equestrian sport.
And I've told people that they can't even imagine what a logistic this is, even for the airport in Charlotte, correct?
Exactly. So many of our guests will be coming. They're coming in from all over the world. In fact, we've sold tickets in 27 countries, and like I said, over 70 countries will be here competing with us. We've sold tickets in all 50 states. So there will be thousands of people coming through Charlotte's airport, and there will be thousands of people driving through Charlotte and their way to get here in western North Carolina.
Right.
It's really interesting that many of the horses will actually fly in to the games. They're going to be flying into the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. But a large number of the horses will fly in just like the people will.
Right. And people, you know, often wonder how a horse flies, but there's actually a unit or a box that goes into the plane that looks a lot like a horse trailer, doesn't it?
Well, it's like a stall. So the horses are in stalls in the belly of the plane, and the grooms ride with them, so they're getting good care for the entire route. And, you know, many of the top-level horses in the world are used to that flying, just like their riders are. And it's a very highly supervised process. The USDA is intimately involved with us in the planning of these games. And so the horses are well cared for and brought here, and then they'll quarantine actually at the Tryon International Equestrian Center. We've built a special barn for them there, so they'll be in safe quarters as they quarantine for the first few hours in the U.S., and then they'll be out and ready to compete.
How many days early do you show up when you're flying, say, from Europe?
Well, the horses will start coming in September the 2nd. So you can see there's a good time. The horses need to acclimate, like the riders do. And so the first horses arrive here in less than 2 weeks.
Okay. Now tell us all the different events that there are, because there's things that people don't even know about.
Oh, absolutely. So the event will start with endurance. That's 100 miles in one day, one horse, one rider. So they actually take 5 20-mile loops out, and they'll come right back to the equestrian center, and there the horse is thoroughly checked out each time. Call it the vet check, and there the horse's respiration, their heart rate is all checked out and monitored. They do a bit of a jog so that the vets can ensure the horse is sound and ready to continue. But these horses are amazing, and they're fast. So that's really fun. And then there's reining, a western sport that many folks in our region know a lot about, which is an indoor sport. The best teams in the world are going to be here for reining, and then dressage, a bit like horse dancing. Set to music in many cases in the freestyle, but really a fascinating sport of agility and skill, and also para dressage. So athletes who are working alongside either full-bodied or physically fully able athletes who have some limitation, but I'll tell you, you don't know that when they get on horseback. We will have a para dressage rider who actually has no arms and yet controls that horse with her feet and actually holds the reins in her teeth. It's pretty amazing and such an inspirational thing to watch. Then there's eventing. That's the triathletic sport in equestrian life. Same horse, same rider, both jump, dressage, and cross-country. The cross-country course is designed by Captain Mark Phillips, who many people know about, one of the finest designers in the world, and that whole event is just magnificent. And then things that folks probably know a lot about, like show jumping, which will be in the second week of the event. Also vaulting, which is a bit like gymnastics on horseback and absolutely fascinating.
Yes, hold up on vaulting because that's something most Americans are not familiar with, but it's a huge sport in Europe, isn't it?
It is, and it's growing in the U.S. We actually have a vaulting team from down in the Waxhaw area that will sometimes come to us at the Equestrian Center and demonstrate the whole sport to us. So it's really, really a beautiful sport to see, both in individual and group performance.
And to help put that one in perspective, if you think of the gymnastic sport of pommel horse, this is very similar, except for it's on a real horse that's moving the entire time.
That's correct. That's exactly right. So
okay.
It's pretty amazing. It takes a great deal of skill and agility, I'd say.
Yes, to say the least. Yeah. All right, now go ahead with whatever we've left out.
Yeah, then the last one is driving, which is very popular in North Carolina, particularly down around the Southern Pines area. Driving is a spectacular sport. That's a carriage and four in hand, four horses. And it's a fascinating sport to watch. They compete in dressage, so very skilled, limited area, fine stepping. Then there's one called Cones, which is a bit of an obstacle course. And then they also do a marathon, which is cross-country. Not 100 miles, but on a cross-country course for distance. It's a beautiful sport to watch. In fact, they really all are. There are eight total.
I've been telling people for the last several months, if they have never been to an equestrian games, that they should go and they should watch the team driving events because they're just, it's something spectacular, and it harkens a little bit to NASCAR in that it's occasionally has a little wreck or two in it, doesn't it?
Well, or people get thrown from the carriage, you know.
I mean, especially like the cross-country events, they'll go through water, through gates, over hills, all kinds of things with a team and a neat little buggy that's kind of specialized for that, isn't it?
Exactly, it is. And I didn't grow up in equestrian sport, and I'm just fascinated by it. It is so fun to watch, and there'll be a lot of other activities going on. We have over 100 demonstrations across the 2 weeks of various horse acts, horse experiences, horse inspiration. We also have the Equus Film Festival. There have been thousands of films about horses, documentaries about horses and horse life, about the relationship between the rider and the horse, which I think is absolutely amazing and so incredibly special. And so we'll get the chance to view many of those films, all for the price of a ticket. And tickets start as low as $20 and go much higher if you want VIP hospitality and food and drink and all those things that go with it. But you can come in at very reasonable prices and enjoy an amazing day of horse sport.
Well,
and I think you're right. Even if you don't know a lot about horse sport, it's going to be a fun and fantastic event.
Oh, well, most certainly. And I actually hope to myself to get up there. It's just an hour and a half west of Charlotte. And Sharon, you sort of mentioned this earlier about the logistics and the preparations. I remember when the Charlotte Observer had their full front page on the games. It might have been about a year ago or maybe last fall. They were talking about the anticipation. And I'm curious, how long have preparations been underway? I mean, it must have been years that this has been on the horizon.
You would think so, but we have actually only had 16 months to prepare. The games were actually scheduled to be in Bremont, Canada, and the Canadian government was planning to underwrite and subsidize them pretty significantly. It just came to the realization that they were not in position to do that, and so they had to forego their bid. They had already been planning for over 2 years. So we made a last-minute bid for the games. We're a new property, less than 4 years old. And we knew that one day we would be in a position to host the games. Had no clue it would come so fast. But we were fortunate to win the game. So we've been working like crazy for the last 16 months to prepare for these games. And we'll be ready when they come.
That's incredible.
And literally, construction is still going on today, right? I mean, you guys are really coming down to the wire on this. And it's amazing that you could have something as this young of a facility, and I'm sure you've lost a lot of sleep over this along the way. How many people are involved in the actual putting on the games? How many employees? How many volunteers?
Yeah, so there are thousands of us. We will have close to 1,000 volunteers. Some have already been helping us, but over 1,000 will be helping over the 2 weeks. We actually have a very small team here in Tryon, around 250, but we'll bulk that up, of course, for the production of the games. Have had tremendous support from the Charlotte region, from the Asheville-Greenville area, from Atlanta. There are lots of horse enthusiasts that are eager to help us. So there'll be hundreds of folks here prepared to welcome folks in. We've got a good plan for ease of parking, only about 2 miles from the property. So it'll be easy to get in. And much like folks who have attended golf events, you'll load a very nice coach bus, and it will bring you right to the gate. So it'll be easy access and, as you've already said, an easy drive from Charlotte.
Well, I already have my tickets for the dressage events, but tell people how to get a ticket.
Go to tryon2018.com. Tryon, T-R-Y-Z-O-N, 2018.com. Easy website to find. You can buy the tickets there. Everything's available online, and you can print it out at home or bring it to us electronically. So it's easy to find them. Lots of choices left. There are tickets available for everyone that wants to come.
All right, and there'll be a huge crowd there, and it's going to be an event like nothing you've ever seen before. And for people that aren't up on equestrian events and things, people are more than willing to share information and help you understand what you're seeing, aren't they?
Oh, they are. There will actually be folks involved in the events that will describe what's happening, will explain it, give you additional information, and always folks here that will be willing to ask or answer any questions that you have. It really is a fun family experience, too. I think people sometimes think about going to an equestrian event as being dusty and, it's outdoors, maybe uncomfortable, something like that, but it's one of the best outdoor sports in the world,
all right,
particularly from a spectator standpoint.
That's the World Equestrian Games at the Tryon Equestrian Center. Get your tickets now because it is going to sell out, and there is no event available to you like this coming up for quite some time. The World Equestrian Games. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Carolina Outdoors.